All right, good morning, and welcome to your daily nerd brief for August 5th, 2018. Let's jump right into it. Star Trek fans, the most iconic captain besides Kirk, if you say name, you know, your top two Star Trek captains, it's either going to be Kirk or Picard. Those should be your top two in no certain order. You're going to get to see Patrick Stewart reprise his role as Jean-Luc Picard in a Star Trek series. Here's the catch, though. Just like Discovery, it's going to be on CBS All Access. I know everybody wants to get their own streaming service, and they're all trying to promote it by putting their big titles on there. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out for them, because you're limiting your audience quite a bit. Unless they put the regular, you know, maybe if they put the regular episodes out, you know, after the season's over on regular CBS, then people who don't have All Access can watch it. They'll just be a season behind. I'm okay with that. I don't know if that's what they're going to do. I hope so. Anyway, back to the topic. Patrick Stewart, another Star Trek franchise. It's not going to be a prequel like has been popular lately. This one is going to pick up at the end of Star Trek Next Generation. Not going to be a reboot. It's going to be the next chapter of Picard's life. So we will get to see, and I'm looking at pictures of him at the Star Trek convention. Just held this year. Guy just doesn't age. He's like Paul Rudd. He looks the same from 20 years ago. It's amazing. Some people just, I think he must have alien DNA. He does not age at all. So you're going to see him in a new Star Trek series. I don't see a name for it. Yeah, I don't see any name. But it's in production. It's going to be CBS All Access. Going to be worth checking out. We are going to jump to the next one. Lucifer. If anybody watched Lucifer on Fox, great show. Had a pretty good following. Kind of ended on a cliffhanger. We finally, spoilers, if you don't want spoilers, you can mute this section. He finally accidentally reveals himself to his love interest, the detective, at the end of that season. And then unceremoniously, Fox just didn't renew it. And there was a lot of speculation as to what was going on, but now we know the story. Since Disney bought a bunch of the stuff from 20th Century Fox, Fox has altered their plans. They will pretty much only show shows that they have a ownership stake in. Some things are grandfathered in, like Simpsons that we talked about yesterday. Some of their big powerhouse shows that are co-produced or not, you know, entirely owned by Fox, they will still keep along just because they're powerhouse place shows, so they don't want to get rid of them. They're speculating the same thing's probably going to happen to Gifted, which is another show that Fox really doesn't own, but they've been airing. So you'll probably see that get picked up by another channel or Netflix. Well, Lucifer got picked up by Netflix, which was a great move on Netflix's part, and it fits right in with Fox's not wanting to show stuff they don't own anymore after the Disney acquisition. So we will see how that turns out. I loved Lucifer. If you haven't watched it, the guy they picked to play Lucifer, spot on. He plays a great devil. You actually start to sympathize with him. Based on Neil Gaiman's character, Lucifer, of course. If you haven't read any Neil Gaiman stuff, I suggest you do. Really good stuff. American Gods is another one of Neil Gaiman's titles that got pushed into a TV show. Speaking of other TV shows, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This show, for me, it jumped the shark a couple seasons back. Now we have Coulson. If you've been watching it, Phil Coulson is going to be given. He's dying. They're getting rid of him. He tried to hand it over to Daisy Quake. She quickly found out she's not cut out for the role, so she kind of handed the leadership of S.H.I.E.L.D. over to Mac. So in season 6, we're going to see Mac starting to lead S.H.I.E.L.D. the way he thinks it should be. I think he would be a good leader. We will see. I actually haven't. I've only watched a few episodes in the past couple seasons. Maybe with Mac being in charge, I'll get more interested and catch up and start watching it again. So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 6. Mr. Alfonso Mack McKenzie will be in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. You can look forward to that. Do we have a start date for the next season yet? It just says returning summer 2019. So you got a little ways to catch up. Tom Holland has a really bad habit of giving spoilers for the movies he's in interviews. This is a widely known fact. I mean, he doesn't mean to. It's not like he's doing it maliciously. He's just so excited about what he's doing that he just blurts out his answers. Him and, to a lesser extent, the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo, they're the two biggest spoiler givers of Marvel movies. With Spider-Man, the new Far From Home movie coming out, he's more than likely going to be going on a big press junket. They're going to be hitting him with a bunch of questions to see if he's going to give up any clues about Avengers 4 or even Spider-Man Far From Home. So we'll look for that. They don't see a date on that, but they did give a date for the Avengers coming out on Blu-ray, the Infinity Wars, basically the first part, Avengers 4 Part 1, you could call it. August 14th, coming out on DVD and Blu-ray. And start looking for Tom Holland on press junkets and see, maybe you can get a couple spoilers out of him. It's not real hard. He gives them away freely. We talked about Black Panther the other day. Went over 1.3 billion with a B worldwide. That's pretty good. It's also the third film in history to make over 700 million in the States. The other two is Star Wars Force Awakens and Avatar. That's a pretty good feat. It's a good movie. It was well written, well acted, making a killing. I got an update on the global. It's made 2.04 billion with a B globally, worldwide at this point. It's just a juggernaut. It's a good movie. It's already out on Blu-ray. I know we bought it and I've watched it several times since then. It just continues to keep making money. Marvel has the keys to the mint with their superhero movies. They're just cranking them out and walking to the bank to deposit all their billions. Okay, still on superheroes. Iron Fist. We talked briefly about season 2 yesterday or the day before. One complaint about the Netflix superhero seasons is they think that there's too many episodes. They've been sticking to the 13-episode formula. That seems to be spreading out the storyline a little much. It feels like they're putting some filler in there that doesn't really help the story just to fill out an episode. They're starting with Iron Fist. I don't know if they're going to continue doing this afterwards with the other ones. Iron Fist is going to 10 episodes per season. Based on the reception that season 1 got and the acting from Mr. Finn as, you know, the immortal Iron Fist, which that's all he told everybody through the whole first season, that he was the immortal Iron Fist. Yes, Danny, we know that. So, season 2, shorter. I gotta quit saying I do that a lot. I need to quit that. The other ones, the first Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, they were locked into a 13-episode season by contract. I guess that's not true on Iron Fist. Dropping it to 10 episodes should be a more compact story. You know, get it over with. Boom, tell the story. Done. Move to next season. I think that will be a good move. I'm waiting to see how it's received by the people watching. A lot of people, like I said, a lot of people didn't like the slowness of Luke Cage, and they thought that Iron Fist had too many episodes. I kind of agree with him on too many episodes. I like the pacing on Luke Cage. I like seeing character development. That's just me. Anyway, Iron Fist Season 2, September 7th on Netflix. It's going to be a big fall for Netflix with, with Daredevil coming out here in the fall and Iron Fist September 7th. It's just jam-packed. And there's probably something else they're going to surprise us with. Okay, guys, this was the name you haven't heard in a while. Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. Jonan, I'm probably pronouncing his first name wrong. Jonan Vasquez. Teasing possible return of Johnny the Homicidal Maniac. I can see that. He's a very popular character. Haven't seen much of him lately. Been seeing a little more Invader Zim. They're making a one-hour TV movie for Zim. Enter the Intrepus, or... But Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, possibly coming back. We will see. Oh, Enter the Forpus. There it is. I see it now. I was wrong. Yeah, so Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, it follows the murderous exploits of a young boy named Johnny C. We will hopefully cross our fingers to see Johnny the Homicidal Maniac come back in print, or I would love to see a little animation of him animated. Hopefully, cross your fingers, Johnny. Okay, Red Skull. Everybody who watched Avengers Infinity War gasped when Thanos went to go retrieve the Soul Stone. And the keeper of the stone was none other than Red Skull. Yeah, you always wonder what happened to him when he just kind of disappeared in the Captain America movie with the Soul Stone. Now you know. He went to Vormir, where the Soul Stone is kept, and he is in charge of leading people continuously to the Soul Stone, but yet he can never have it for his own. That was fitting punishment for him. Well, now that Thanos has the Soul Stone, there's no reason for Red Skull to stay on Vormir, and the Russo brothers are saying, yeah, he's going to find out he can leave Vormir, and he's going to leave. He still wants to get an Infinity Stone, so he's probably going to look up Mr. Thanos to get an Infinity Stone from him. Maybe we'll see more Red Skull in Avengers Infinity War Part 2. The DVD and Blu-ray for Avengers Infinity War comes out August 14th. I believe the digital is already out. People have been watching it. I'm going to wait for the Blu-ray. I like owning the physical copy. That's just me. I'm old school. Aquaman. You've been seeing more and more advertisements for Aquaman. One of the villains we see in the trailers is Black Manta. Very iconic Aquaman villain. You can't mistake him for anybody else. He's got that big bubble head thing with the red eyes. I was never a big fan of Black Manta. I know a lot of other people were or are still. He will be played by, I'm probably pronouncing this wrong again, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. So we will see. Black Manta is supposedly going to play a very large role in the DC Universe. First introduced way back in 1967. This is not a new character. He's been around for a while, since Aquaman number 35. I seen the powers they gave him in the movie. I'm not sold yet on the Aquaman movie. It looks like they're trying to put more humor in it. Jason Momoa has been given a little bit of comedic lines. Maybe they're going to follow the Marvel pattern. But Black Manta looks like the main villain, with Aquaman returning to his home under the sea. Aquaman set to be released December 21st. Even with my reservations, I'm going to be there on opening night to watch it. I got to see if Jason Momoa can pull it off being the lead in the movie. Cross your fingers. All right, another fan favorite, Wolverine. Everybody should know by now. Wolverine's coming back, got a new power. Now, when he pops his claws, there's the possibility of them superheating. That's all they've really told you. I'm not sure why or what it will, well, the effect will be of them being superheated. We'll find out. They are introducing a new villain for Wolverine, a new villain, period, called Persephone. We don't know much more than just her name. She's going to be one of the main Wolverine protagonists. We will see her in Return of Wolverine, which comes out, I don't see a date. It's coming out soon. So, Return of Wolverine, I want to pick it up just to see the first character appearance of Persephone, especially if she turns out to be a really cool character that's popular. Return to Wolverine, it's going to be a miniseries, so you won't have to subscribe to a big, long, ongoing title. Okay, we talked about Daredevil on Netflix, the next season, season 3, I believe. They have cast Wilson Bethel. Everybody believes he's going to be Bullseye. So we know Bullseye, who's an iconic Daredevil character, villain, will likely be in the next season of Daredevil. Wilson Bethel as Bullseye, I can see it working. much better than Colin Farrell. And not that Colin Farrell did a bad job at it, he didn't embody Bullseye to me. So we will see Mr. Bullseye in Daredevil Season 3. He's obsessed with Daredevil because he had a perfect record on his kills on his in his folder. He had never been stopped until Daredevil, so he kind of was upset that Mr. Daredevil, you know, botched up his perfect record. Season 3, Daredevil's in post-production. Like I said, we're probably going to see that. It's slated to come out this year, toward the end of the year. So look to that to see some Bullseye. Very iconic Daredevil character. Looking forward to it. Okay, Marvel Rising's Squirrel Girl is going to be animated. This one's going to be mostly for the younger kids. The show is going to have multiple villains. They have not released the names of any of the villains or who they're going to be or not even pictures. We will, like I said, this is going to be for the younger kids. It's that style of artwork also. Marvel Rising Initiation is going to be the first one. It's going to start on Disney XD August 13th. You're going to have Ghost Spider, Quake, Inferno, Ms. Marvel, not Mrs., Ms. dot period Marvel, Squirrel Girl, America Chavez, Patriot, Captain Marvel, and Tippy Toe the Squirrel. Squirrel Girl's little pet squirrel, her main pet squirrel, and Lockjaw. You gotta have Lockjaw. So Marvel Rising Squirrel Girl, if you're into the younger type animation, that'll be good for you. If not, you can put it on the DVR for your kids. They'll love it. Okay, Shining. Stephen King's The Shining. Classic movie with Nicholson and Scatman Crothers. Shining wasn't faithful to the book. Stephen King was really upset about that. Even so, it was still a very good movie. A lot of people don't know there is a sequel to The Shining in the book world called Dr. Sleep. We will be getting a movie sequel. Yeah, a sequel to The Shining with Dr. Sleep. Supposedly going to be very faithful to the book, which we will see the main character, Danny Torrance, the little kid who had the Shining power. Red Rum. He is still going to have his power. He's moved on. He's helping people move on to the afterworld. He is going to meet someone else who has a very powerful Shining power. And like I said, it's going to follow the book. I read the book long, long ago. I can't remember a whole lot of it. He goes to New Hampshire town, a nursing home where he uses his shining power. Aided by a prescient cat, he becomes Dr. Sleep. So yeah, it reignites his shining power. It should be okay. Anyway, Dr. Sleep, if you loved Stephen King, and I do, looking forward to it. Let's move on to something we haven't done before. Statues. A lot of people love these statues, or the PVC, the little PVC figures. They're still statues, they're just not polystone or any of the other media, just made out of more of the PVC plastic type. The DC Collectibles lineup is releasing three classic statues. You're going to have the DC Comics Bombshell Halloween Batgirl. It's Batgirl, dressed up in the black and orange, got the little vampire teeth. Looks really cute. Allocations may occur. That means that they're not going to make a whole lot of them. So if you want one, you might want to let your comic store owner know. Another bombshell is the Katana statue. This one is, she's more samurai inspired with her outfit. Like a Lady Dragon type deal with the geisha looking face and the long dress. This one is also, allocations may occur. This one comes out in December, I'm sorry, and the Batgirl comes out in October in time for Halloween. So the Katana statue, sculpted by Jack Matthews, designed by Aunt Lucia, it's going to be amazing. The bombshell statues are very popular. They're not real big. They're like a 1/6 scale, 1/8 scale maybe, about maybe 10 inches tall. Very nice. The designer series Flash by Manapool is Flash in his, classic running stance, one foot on the ground, the other as he's running. It's another one with allocations. It's a 1/6 scale. It'll be a little bigger. And they're going to bring out the Green Lantern life size scale power battery prop with power ring. So you'll be able to carry around your own. It's not the actual ring, it's the lantern they use to charge their ring, or did in the old comics. That one is going to be a nice little thing to put on your shelf also. I want to look those up. I wouldn't mind having that one. Marvel's Fantastic Four, number one. If you looked at the release material Marvel put out, they put the wrong date. They put August 1st. It's actually not coming out till next week, August 8th. So you can pick up Fantastic Four next week at your comic book store. Speaking of comics, DC has announced their Batman Day for 2018. It's going to be September 15th. They're giving away, you'll get free copy. You can go in and get a free copy of Batman White Knight Special Edition Batman Day. Originally, they've been promoting Batman Day as a family type thing, and then they said their comic for that was going to be White Knight. White Knight's not a real family-oriented comic. And they caught a little flack for that, so they say, yeah, you know what? You're right. Let's add Batman Little Gotham number one also, special edition. Batman, Little Gotham, really cute. They're drawn as the little chibi style type characters. So you'll be able to show up to your comic store and get one or maybe both of those free comics. Some participating stores will even have the paper mask, like with the little rubber band around them, of the different era Batmans and Harley. You got, Batman by Andy Kubert, Batman by Jim Lee, Batman by Romita. The Dark Knight masks and the Bob Kane mask. So you got quite a few different Batman masks. Depending on what your comic store brings in, you might be able to pick up one or more of those masks as little keepsakes. We had them a year or so back. They're reprints from the 2017. There we go. The 2017 Batman Day. They were really popular, really cute. Okay. Another thing from Sideshow, the Alex Ross Captain America Fine Art Lithograph. It's a very, if you know Alex Ross, he does very detailed watercolor, beautiful artwork. This one is of Captain America. I'm looking at the cover, you know, in the background, it's got big Captain America and a big Red Skull. Then it's got Cap throwing his shield in the foreground. There's Sam Wilson, Falcon, and you got a couple other the characters associated with him. I see Nick Fury, Captain Britain, looks like Black Widow, all in this lithograph. And lithographs are a little more than a print. They're really nice. Only 175 pieces total made. It's based on issue 600 of the Captain America comic book. This thing, it's not out yet. It's going to, orders will start on Friday, August 10th. For the pre-order, it's going to be framed. So yeah, if you're into Alex Ross stuff, and his stuff is amazing, this is on a pre-order. You will be able to pre-order it on the 10th. It's beautiful. Alex Ross just does awesome work. Another one from Sideshow, the Alex Horley Court of the Dead art print collection. Limited to 100 pieces, even more limited. It's more of your sci-fi, Death Eater looking type artwork. More fantasy inspired. It goes on sale also August 10th. Very limited. Oh, and both these are signed, I believe. I know the Alex Ross is signed. And it does not say about the Alex Horley, but the Alex Ross will be signed. It looks like Alex Horley won't be. Both are amazing pieces. You would be happy to add to your collection. They are also previewing their newest maquette statue, bigger than normal statue. Is Doomsday, you know, the guy who killed Superman, Doomsday. This thing is massive. It's just huge. I can't even begin to describe it, but it shows him raging and he's holding Superman's cape in his right hand. It's a beautiful piece. You can start pre-ordering on August 9th. Oh man, this piece, I'm fanboying over this Doomsday piece. I don't have a lot of specifics on it yet because this is a RSVP preview one, but I just noticed it on his rib cage on the left side, you see a batarang hanging out, so obviously Batman has come at him. Looks like Wonder Woman's sword in the ground behind him. That might be Aquaman's trident behind his leg. So it looks like the whole Justice League has come to try to stop him. Oh, and he's got Superman's cape, of course, and he's got a batarang in his right shoulder. So yeah, Doomsday, bad dude. If you ever read the comic, he actually killed Superman. They have tried to bring him back here and there. Not real successfully. He was a good one-time character, very iconic. This Doomsday maquette, I gotta believe, is gonna be pretty expensive, but the detail on it is amazing. I'll include some links for all the Sideshow stuff in the description below. Okay, I believe we covered everything for today, Sunday, August 5th. As always, please subscribe to this YouTube channel, like this video, comment on the video, please. If you like podcasts and you don't want to see all this beauty in the morning, this can be overwhelming with the radiance, so maybe you just want to hear my melodic tones in your ear hole, you can download the podcast at talknerdypodcast.com or go to iTunes. Please go to iTunes and subscribe to us there and rate us favorably. Until tomorrow, I bid you adieu. Later, nerds.